I think probably Daddy will be leaving quite soon after class, because the flight seems to be around 10:30 or 11, something like that. All of we children are the flowers of God's garden. We are fragrant with divine virtues. We smile with love, and to anyone who comes in front of us, they lose themselves in God's company. Everything of ours is unique, and God loves those things. And our religion is to give spiritual love, and our actions are to be benevolent. His shadows over the whole world. And we've learned to do good action from him. To make the world into heaven is our religion. To show those who are stumbling the path is the best task of all. To have true love and live in unity is what we have learned from God.
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति गुड मॉर्निंग
गुड मॉर्निंग दानी
मंगलम भगवान विष्णु गुड मॉर्निंग काका
इट इज ट्यूसडे द डे ऑफ विष्णु
मंगलम भगवान विष्णु आज मधुबन जा रहे हैं
टुडे आई एम गोइंग टू मधुबन
तो आपको भी खुशी है मेरे घर
सो यू आर हैप्पी
आपको ज्यादा खुशी है मैं जा रहा हूँ एडवांस
में आई एम आल्सो हैप्पी दैट आई एम गोइंग इन एडवांस ऑफ ऑल ऑफ यू टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू व्हेन यू अराइव
जब मधुबन की सीजन होती है
व्हेन इट्स मधुबन सीजन
तो सबका बुद्धि योग
देन एवरीवन्स इन योगा ऑफ द इंटेलेक्ट डैंगल्स फ्रॉम मधुबन
अच्छा अभी तो मधुबन सीजन अरे
And service is also forgotten, nothing else is remembered except Madhuban season. So, okay, eat the fruit of the season. When you receive the return of your service, the fruit of your service, the fruit of Madhuban on time, it's lovely to eat that fruit. So what is the best fruit to make your own stage very good? As Baba says, that your body or costume should be that of light. Inculcate a body of light, do service, and then remove this consciousness of this body and just have a body of light. It takes time to change, to remove this body, to have the body of light. So let your decoration be light. It's become so easy. You heard the Murli. So the decoration of light is so easy to put on. To put on the physical clothes takes time, but to put on a costume of light doesn't take time. To remove the physical clothes, the dirty clothes, that all takes time. But just to be light, Baba's making us this as a matter of habit. He wants us to be this. So the more light we remain, the more might we receive. The more might we have, the more light we can draw to ourselves. Just as Daddy said the other day, when there's peace, there is power. When there's power, there is peace. When we remain peaceful, then we receive peace. And then at the time of remaining peaceful, we need power. So when somebody has the power of peace, they know what they have to do next. They know what they have to do. The power of peace tells me what it is I have to do. What I personally have to do. There's no need to ask questions, no need to become confused, but to have that power of being peaceful, that in itself can do 100 things. All I have to do is do the work of being peaceful. I'm not just saying it out of making things up. No, I'm telling you things that are of my own real experience. In fact, it's my work that says, be quiet, be peaceful. My service companions say, be peaceful. I say to myself, I must be peaceful. And then I know that whatever is meant to be will happen. And so before coming to meet Baba, rehearse this. Then come in front of Baba. Then you will see how much love Baba gives to you. And he says, my children have become my companions. Because Baba said today, and you can never forget Baba's words, nothing else is remembered, but Baba's murli is definitely remembered. You ask me, and I'll say, I don't remember anything else. If people say to me, we have to go here, we have to do this thing, and that you say, okay, you do whatever is necessary. I'll just do as I'm told to do. If I'm told to sit on the plane, I'll get on the plane. So Baba's told us such wonderful things through the murli. The knowledge that we have now is knowledge that is useful to us. It's not that it's useful to the deities of the golden age and in copper age and iron age. There will not be anybody to give us this knowledge. We'll be so lost in being happy in the things of copper age and iron age. We won't experience that much sorrow. There won't be that much sin in the copper age. There won't be that much duality. So this is the 21st century that we're in. So through the 1900s, Dadi is talking about 1916. 1916 is when Dadi was born. And she's saying the world has changed so much. In those days, the world was very good, very good. There might be 40 to 50 people in one family, extended family, who would be living together. We would be eating from the same kitchen. What do you think, Sheila Ben? All our families were like that. There was no differences of yours and mine. All the brothers, all the children, the sons of one father were equal. We Bharatvasis, especially those who have taken 84 births, have not experienced that much sorrow as there exists in the world, as there is sin in the world. As there is corruption in the world, there was not so much of all of that in our younger days. Last night, some of you missed yoga. Reva Ben, Sheila Ben were not there. They are the people who live in Lagos, in Nigeria. And Sister Janki's husband, Govind Pai, Dadi was remembering him. He had such manners and so much love for Dadi, for spirituality. And Dadi stayed in his home. And it wasn't that Lagos is a kind of place where you would like to stay, but his love and the atmospheres of his home inspired Dadi to stay, so it was he who made Dadi stay. So now we talk about maryadas, the disciplines, sabhyata, that is manners. So we should perform such actions that we would glorify the name of our family. This is the godly clan, the godly family. So we are Brahma Kumaras, Brahma Kumaris, the family of Brahma. And so we should glorify the father's name. And automatically, the Lokic family's name is glorified. Each one of Baba's children who has claimed an elevated stage, their family have intoxication of your stage. And if you didn't claim such an elevated stage, they think that, oh, you might come back to them again. Or you may have pledged that you won't marry, and then the stage fluctuates and you do get married and you come back to the Lokic family, and they feel, well, what's happened? And so when someone has an elevated stage, the Lokic family feels that you're not going to listen to anything of theirs, but you're only going to listen to what God is saying. And so your faith will be so firm that you don't listen to anybody else, anyone Lokic. just that one thought, I belong to Baba and so I am going to glorify Baba's name. And it's not just one Baba, but it's the whole of Baba's family. First there were hundreds and then thousands and then hundreds of thousands, and now we're looking at crores of children. And each one of Baba's children can glorify the name of the father's clan. And people will look at you and wonder whose child you are, who your lucky parents are, who your spiritual parent is. And so let there be that much love and interest in your heart for Baba. So there are two things that can bring your stage down. One is laziness, the other is to make excuses. The reason is to say excuses means lies. You don't have value for what is necessary in your effort. If you receive money, name, fame, then that is considered more important, that you think is more important. But no, the more time I give to Baba, I will not be lazy. I won't have any thought of being lazy. There'll be so much zeal and enthusiasm for Baba's service. When somebody has zeal and enthusiasm, then laziness automatically leaves you. Before I used to say to someone who used to say, how can I come to class? I have to leave home at 6 a.m. I have to do this. But what if you had to catch a plane? If you had to catch a plane, you had to go somewhere, what would you do? Or if somebody had night duty, then what would they do? You wouldn't give excuses for going on your night duty or for catching your plane, would you? So this is an elevated study, and there's income through this study. And because there isn't full understanding of this, you don't realize that there is income in this. If you think it's only a study, you'll be dozing. But if you think that there's income in this, you'll be very alert. So this is my experience. There'll be so much happiness through studying the Murali when you realize the importance of it. Whilst listening to the Murali, whilst reading the Murali, Dadi feels she's dancing. When she goes for a shower, she thinks she's dancing. Because Baba's told us everything about the physical world, the angelic world, the incorporeal world. Baba's giving us full information of all of these things. Even in the golden age, we won't know about the three worlds. Ask the deities, poor things, what do they know about the three worlds? They're already in the deity world. So the deity world will come later on, but here now we have this physical world, the angelic region, and the soul world. And without experiencing this knowledge, there cannot be intoxication, just as you can't experience intoxication without drinking alcohol. Similarly, you can't experience intoxication without having this experience of the three worlds. There isn't that intoxication in your eyes. It's that aim to become Narayan that keeps me intoxicated, that aim of claiming an elevated status. Baba used to say, children, if you want to claim an elevated status, do this. Child, if you want to claim an elevated status, do this. And you know Maya is going to cause obstacles. It's not that I'm going to claim an elevated status just like that. No, there'll be obstacles from Maya. We've understood this. And Maya's not allowed. We won't allow Maya's thoughts to come. If there's the habit of looking at others, thinking about others, blaming others, then in this day and age, that is the form that Maya has taken. Okay, the Laukik family, your mother's brother, your other Laukik relatives, they may not pull you. And it may not be that you just want to accumulate money and sit at home, but the Maya of present day is seeing others, blaming others, and thinking about others. And you're not able to remember Baba as a result of this. And you ask yourself honestly, what is it that causes an interference in remembrance? You try to remember Baba and there's disturbance, there's some interference. It's because you're looking at others or you're thinking about others. And these two things, in this, there's also seeing the faults of others and blaming others. As soon as you start seeing the faults of others and blaming others, you start to slip. It's like your foot starts to slip. And you won't even have the thought that I'm doing the wrong thing, it's my mistake to be thinking this way. But all of this will just start making you so dizzy. Thinking of others, finding fault in others will make you so dizzy. Because that's what's entered in your intellect. It's entered the intellect so deeply that the intellect doesn't work properly. Then you won't be able to have yoga, you won't have an interest in service, and in your relationships, there won't be pleasure. There will be just dryness. And that weakness of seeing the faults of others will be so great that you won't be able to then go in front of even Daddy. And you won't see your own faults. It's true, it's practical. It happens. You'll start feeling, how can I show my face to Daddy? And Daddy says, it's okay, come and see me. And still they won't come to see Daddy. They'll start feeling, how can I show my face to Daddy? But, you know, they won't come to see Daddy with an honest heart because there hasn't been honest effort. And I say to Baba, whatever I am, as I am, Baba, I am yours, I'm in front of you. If Baba gives me some teachings, he gives me some signals, I just accept and understand these signals. And Baba will say, child, you've been thinking in this way? So, few things that he's going to repeat to us. One time I had the thought, I'm not able to fulfill Baba's hopes, and Baba was in Bombay and Daddy was facing the ocean, and I was thinking, Baba has such high hopes in me, and I was talking to the ocean, I was saying, but I'm not able to fulfill Baba's hopes. And Baba came from behind me and embraced me suddenly. And Baba said, child, Baba has such elevated thoughts for you, and look at the way you think for yourself. Here, Baba was reading my thoughts. Baba said, child, I think of you as the number one, number two soul. And look what you're thinking about yourself. So Baba embraced me. And since then, I've never had the thought, I may not be able to do this. I don't have that. I think I'm not able to do something, but just the thought, Baba wants me to do this, I can do it. Baba will enable me to do it. So how many years it's been since that day? And one time Baba had sent me to Bombay. So many Baba's children had come. That is, they had left Baba. It was the beggary time, and they started thinking in a way, in a sense that how can Baba look after us? It's the beggary part. We need a doctor, and there's no doctor available. And they talked amongst themselves and started leaving Baba. They gave one reason, another excuse, and they left. And in the same way, my Lokik brother came to take me away. And Dadi said to him, if I die, I'm going to die here. If I live, I'm going to live here with Baba. And so he went away weeping and crying. So she didn't listen to him. What can he do? Dadi had asthma, severe asthma. And Dadi said to him, why have you come to ask after me? Where were you in the last 13 years? Now you've come to take me away? Okay, I'm not interested. You can go. My brother, my mother left Gyan, my brother left Gyan, my sisters left Gyan. So now they wanted to take me away. So on the third day of all these Baba's children leaving Baba, Baba said, the ones who have doubts are leaving, and the one who has faith is sitting here, in reference to Dadi. Dadi was not very well with her asthma, and she was sitting at the side of the hall. And so I used to go to Baba with the right early in the morning, and 4 a.m. Dadi went to see Baba, and Baba said, you've come to inquire? And have you come to ask Baba what Baba meant about you leaving? And I had so much attachment for Baba, but Baba was so detached. He was like the conqueror of attachment. And Dadi Kumarka was the cashier. And Baba said to Dadi Kumarka, if she comes to you, give her 25 rupees so she can go out to do service. And so I came in front of Dadi Kumarka. Mama was also there. And 4 days before, Baba had said to me that this is my child who is an intoxicated beggar. So Dadi just took a small cotton, a cloth sack, and in that, we didn't even have saris in those days. We didn't have chunnis in those days. She just had kurta pajamas, and there was no system of carrying a toiletries bag. All I had was one comb and just two sets of clothes in this cloth bag. And I said to Baba, I got myself ready, and I said to Baba, Baba, I'm leaving to go on service. And Baba said, child, you're really going? So it was the beggary part, and I took only 4 rupees from Dadi Kumarka, the cashier, not even 25 rupees. It was 5 rupees to go by train from Abu Road to Ahmedabad. And yet she managed to go. And then Baba sent a letter to my Lokik mother that my child Janak, the one who is going to be part of the 8 jewels, the rosary of 8, is coming to you. And so when Dadi reached her mother, she read this letter and she thought to herself, she had no hope of even being part of 108. And here Baba is saying that this is my child who is going to be part of the rosary of 8. And so when Dadi had reached Ahmedabad, there was a lecture in the Jain temple that Dadi did. So Dadi always used to prepare herself to do talks, lectures, and she was thinking, she was, this mouth was not just for eating, but it was for giving gyan. And so one person was inquiring, did Dadi want anything? Because they were so impressed with the lecture she did, they felt that they wanted to offer some help. And Dadi said, okay, just get me a ticket to go to Bombay. When Dadi arrived in Bombay, she had nothing, nothing at all. And she arrived at this place called Worli, where Dadi did a lot of service. And the balcony was only about 2.5 feet. So there were 5 people living in that particular flat that Dadi went to, and she was the 6th person. very small flat. And in the olden days, the sari they had, the people that she stayed with, they gave her one sari, and she repaired that sari, and she wore that. And she would go out early in the morning for service and come home late at night. All the directions Baba had given, go to the library, do service there, go here, go there. So this is what she used to do, go to Jacob's Circle and King's Circle and all these places that still exist in Bombay. She used to go there. When she would come to the bus stop, arrive at the stop, she didn't know whether she had to go left or right. But wherever she went, there was service. There would always be someone who was happy to listen to Gyan. 5 a.m. she would go, leave home to go to this place, Worli, and she would find people who would listen to knowledge. She would sometimes just sit in remembrance of Baba. And Baba was avyakt. When Baba became avyakt, she would remember Baba. And when people would be walking and passing her by, they would listen, they would look at her and they'd be inspired by her, they'd be listening to her, and there would be so much happiness, so much happiness. Sometimes people would give her 5 rupees, sometimes 25 rupees, and she would straight away put it in an envelope and send it to Madhuban. And so from Bombay, she went on service to Bangalore. And nowadays, when she goes to Bangalore, she remembers those early days. And she used to go to one aunt there, and that aunt's children listened to knowledge in those early days, and the seed of knowledge is sown in those souls. And so from those early days, they still have love for Dadi. And so Dadi would cook at their place, and they would say, "How do you prepare food without onion and garlic?" And Dadi said, "Well, just watch me." And so Maya will not come when you remember Baba from the heart. How can Maya come? We don't want anything. I don't desire anything. If somebody stopped their taxi and offered Dadi a lift, she would not take that lift. She said the number 11 bus, her two legs were fine. That was all she needed, number 11 bus. To this day, her number 11 bus takes her everywhere. So Baba says, let there be the costume of light and the decoration of light. You don't need anything else. In those days, we didn't even have soap. Only clay. We used to use clay, this very light color clay that we used for bathing and for washing our hair. We didn't have shampoo, we didn't have soap. So this very yellowish kind of clay that they used for washing their hair. So what is money for? What does money do? It makes you lose your life. Makes you lose your life. You go after that, your life is lost. Baba never ever used money. Never took money for personal use. Baba said, I'm not going to give you leave for anything else, but you just spend 1 rupee for your food per day. And Dadi would say, not even that. Dadi would spend 10 annas to feed herself per day. And then she would drink coconut water, all the things that were very cheap. And so, if you do the things that God tells you to do, then you have the kingdom in your hands. Never mind the kingdom of golden age, but even now there is rulership. Such rulership over the self. If I am happy, the world is happy. That is the kingdom. If I am happy, the whole world around me is happy. If I'm not happy, then Baba also is not happy with me. If you have not pleased the Lord, then How can you please the world? For one who knows God and knows what God is happy with, just to see our honesty, Baba's happy. Just as we saw Brahma Baba carry out God's task, he surrenders his thoughts, words, actions to God, and he gave his thoughts, words, actions in serving we children. To this day, Baba is seeing us children in his avyakt stage, and he says, children, don't worry about anything. And Daddy says, Baba's not worried about anything. Why should we children worry about anything? Baba is establishing the pure world by being free of worry. And he says, rule that world without any worry. If one has worry, then they will not be able to claim a royal status. One who remains in intoxication, happiness, they are like donors. There, there will be so many jewels, but what's the big deal there to have jewels?
Okay?
So, play with the jewels of knowledge. Jyoti Ben is going with Daddy, and Daddy's heard that Jyoti Ben is also going to Mother Van, so is Maureen Ben, all for peace of mind retreat. Charu Ben is here, Mani Ben is also going to be going to Mother Van.
So,
if anyone wants to see Golden Age, let them come and see it in London. So we should be so good. So smile, be happy, interact with happiness, and do the service with happiness. Everything is going well. And we are not far, because nowadays news travels very quickly. So as Daddy said, she put an urn out the other day. Anyone who has put their note in the urn about what change they want to bring or what weakness they want to leave, Daddy's read those notes, and if you haven't yet left a note in that, okay, you could still do that if you want to. So in the month of January, when Daddy returns, she can read those notes then. So before that, you have the blessing from Baba. He is given the donation of virtue, the donation of knowledge. So let your yoga be so good that anyone who comes in front of you also becomes a yogi. For those who are far away from you, they also learn to have that connection with Baba. So from the stage, straight to the car, Daddy is saying. She has to leave straight away. So we'll give leave to Daddy, and we'll see her off in the courtyard.